Hello, everybody. Before we start the show, I just want to let you know that we are trying to win the best local podcast category in the New City poll for this year. There's a link that you can click on that will bring you to the survey. It's on our website on youmethemeverybody.com. It's right above the Twitter box on the right side of the page. You can't miss it. It's very, very simple. Here's a good thing about the poll. You don't have to answer every question. Just put in number four, best local podcast, put in you, me, them, everybody. That's it. You can leave the rest blank. They do want an email at the end. That's just to verify that you are not a robot. Hopefully you can do this. If you can't, I totally get it. It's annoying. But if you can, if you're at work, please, 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 it'd be awfully kind to you. Without further ado, here's the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and I am sitting in a room which is getting darker and darker by the second, and I am speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon. It sounds like there is a darkness coming over you, Brandon.
There's a darkness. The band The Darkness is coming over, and they still have awful, awful teeth, everybody. The band Darkness had awful teeth. Remember the band The Darkness?
I do.
Amazing band teeth. Name.
The Darkness? Yeah. Why is it so bad?
No, it's an amazing band name. It's perfect. It's one of those band names where I'm sure there's like 30 Darknesses before them, but they were all like one album and done.
I see.
So we're doing the podcast. It's Tuesday afternoon. What did you do today, Merle?
I watched a movie. One and a half movies.
What you watched? Dracula?
I watched, what was it? Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Bram Stoker's Dracula, the one with Winona Ryder and Keanu. Why did you watch that? What made you want to watch that?
I forget why. What brought it up, but like last week, Kevin was telling me about it. And I don't know why we were talking about something and then he said it was like that movie in the beginning where he loses his wife and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't remember what the hell brought that on.
Did you ever
see it was on Netflix Instant Watch and I was like, oh, I haven't seen it. So
did you ever see The Cell with Jennifer Lopez?
I saw bits and pieces. I don't like it.
I love that movie, actually. But
that's what makes me not like Vincent D'Onofrio.
Really? His serious...
No, it creeps me out.
Yeah. Vincent D'Onofrio is the killer. Isn't something about her costume in that reminds me of like the chest plate that Dracula wears in the Bram Stoker's Dracula.
What is that, by the way? He looked like he was just wearing Twizzlers.
Exactly. I don't know. That'll be the image today for the show.
Twizzlers.
Bram Stoker's.
So you can have a snack while he's killing people.
Dracula Twizzler chest plate. So I think the reason why I don't sound normal in my head is because I'm wearing headphones when we do these episodes, and I could hear you talk, but I can't hear me.
Well, that's weird. Shouldn't you be able to hear yourself talk in those headphones?
I could hear myself talk, like, in the room, but I don't hear the mic.
I know, but that's the point of headphones.
The point of the headphones is so there's no feedback in the recording.
Yeah, and also so you can hear yourself.
I understand that, but...
So...
I know, it's very odd, and I think that's why the past few weeks I think I'm having trouble breathing.
Because you can't hear yourself?
It's like I can't, it's like I'm losing half of my sense of hearing. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. What an awful way to start the show, everybody. Leslie Nielsen, Dracula Dead and Loving It. Thoughts?
Yeah, what had happened when Kevin was telling me that, I was like, oh, well, I like Dracula Dead and Loving It.
See, this is the fundamental difference between you and I. You were a Leslie Nielsen fan.
Yeah, I enjoy all his movies.
I am not. I don't know.
And they're all horrible, but they're good.
What am I missing? What can I do to enjoy a Leslie Nielsen flick?
I don't know. I like that they're silly.
I like silly as well. Like Step Brothers to me is a very silly, brilliant film.
That's a different silly.
How is it different?
Because these are silly in that they have all those horrible jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And just stupid things happen.
So
but
you
in Step Brothers, it's kind of silly. I don't know. They always have pop culture references in like Leslie Nielsen movies.
There's like parodies?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't like those movies, like the date movie.
Well, isn't it the same idea?
Horrible ones. Yeah, but they do it wrong.
But Leslie Nielsen doesn't write.
They do bad, but they just don't. They can't do it. Like,
what about Scary Movie?
I like Scary Movie.
You do? Did you see all four? Was there four?
Yeah, I think I've only seen maybe three out of the four.
I like David Cross in the second one for no reason.
Oh, with the little hand. Well, of course.
I thought that was Chris Elliott.
Oh. Oh, yeah. David Cross is in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
With the bad comb over.
Mm-hmm.
I like those.
Okay.
I'm trying to think what other Leslie Nielsen movies there are other than Naked Guns. He's actually
an airplane, right?
Yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
But he's serious. He's the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as goofy as he is in the other movies.
I really hope that it comes out that Leslie Nielsen's been a serial killer for like the past 30 years.
Oh, he's Canadian.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's much more likely.
He's Canadian.
How many times have you been to Canada?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever been to Canada.
We should go to Canada. Well, let's do a Canada show.
Why would we go to Canada?
Why not?
Although I wouldn't mind going to Toronto.
Exactly. That's exactly
it's
why
cool
not.
There.
Yeah, you'll fly there. I'll fly there. We'll do a show there, and that's it.
I have Leslie Nielsen on my wall.
Why? What?
Because he was in this movie. He was in this. He had the lead role in this movie called Forbidden Planet.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it's like a sci-fi, like 50s movie.
Leslie Nielsen was the lead in Forbidden Planet.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's a young Leslie Nielsen. And I have a shot of him and a girl, and he's pointing the gun at the robot, and the guy's holding, or the robot's holding a guy. That's on my wall.
That's pretty great. Have you seen that film?
I haven't.
Jesus.
I know, it's so bad.
Do you have that
but
poster?
I wanted,
because...
No, the thing was I wanted a picture of a robot, and I thought that was really cool, like the old robot holding the guy, and then they're pointing guns.
Why did you want that?
Because I like the robot.
Why do you like the robot?
Because it's one of those old-timey robots that are all round and smooth. They're not square.
You're just describing the robot. You're not saying why you like it.
That's what I like. I
oh,
like the roundness.
You like round and smooth metal things. Like,
yes.
So you like softball bats?
No.
You like,
those are plastic.
You like no, they're not.
Softball bats? Oh.
You're thinking of wiffle ball.
I'm thinking wiffle ball.
Yeah. there's muffler. You like car mufflers?
Yeah, don't mind them.
All right. You gonna put those on your wall?
Maybe.
A disco ball made of metal?
I like
that. Just a wrecking ball, actually.
See, like cars, car-wise, I'm not a fan of cars that are pointy.
What about like 50s cars? Because those are quite pointy. Eh,
I mean, they're kind of cool, but I like the ones that are very round.
So your favorite car is like the Beetle?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever owned a Volkswagen Beetle?
There's one sitting in my parents' garage that's all broken down that my dad bought from some guy, and he said he was going to fix it up for me.
When did he buy? Wait, when did he buy this?
Oh, man.
Like high school?
I think so. Like the end of high school,
Holy
maybe.
Shit. What year
I know,
is it?
And it's still sitting in there.
What year is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's a 60s.
60s.
The blue 60s era Beetle.
So we're looking for...
You know, it's got the thing in the front and the motor in the back. But it's still sitting in the garage.
So we're looking for a mechanic who would like to do some work.
For free.
Of course.
In Joliet.
Work for free.
In my parents' garage.
In Joliet.
And it actually has new stuff on it. Because he gets these kicks, and he bought it, and he was fixing it for a while, and then he just stopped.
When did he stop? When was the last time anything was done to it?
Oh, God. Years ago. Maybe 3 years ago, a friend of his came over and got all excited about it and was fixing it as well.
Do you think if I came over there and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. We have to work on this. Why don't you get started? And then I'll come back in like a year and just take it. He would do anything? Because I don't really want to help with this. I have no desire to learn how to rebuild a 1960s Beetle.
Well, that's kind of what the plan was.
Mm-hmm. But do you think if there's some outside influence, it might get done?
No, I doubt it.
You don't think so?
I doubt it.
What about
I think my brother wanted to take it and
the Beetle?
Also, yeah. But
well,
he also has not touched it or done anything to make it move. Or actually, I think it does move. It's just, you know, there's like a hole in the front seat.
Well, that's not a big deal.
The ground.
Does the engine work?
I think so, but barely.
It doesn't seem like it's a total lost cause.
There's like the doors are missing.
Seriously, there's no doors?
Well, they took the doors off and it's really rusty. And there's that hole in the front.
So this is like on the show, Home Improvement.
What?
It's like the show Home Improvement where Tim has to build
it. Yeah. And it's been sitting there. But yeah, we have a Beetle.
That's cool.
Only by name, I guess.
What color is it? Is it like it's 30 blue. Different colors? The blue beetle. That's mm-hmm. nice. I hope you can get that. Let's make that happen.
And but the problem is it's a stick shift. I don't drive stick shift.
You'll learn though, right?
Yeah, I know. I would have to learn.
I think you'd learn if you got a free car.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not that hard. But we'll still... I feel like the only way that car will be mine mm-hmm. is when my parents die and they give it to me in the, you know, hey, look, here's all this stuff.
I'm sure they'll give it to you now if you just ask.
Yeah, but what am I going to do with it? Where am I going to put it?
Oh.
Who's going to fix it? I'm not going
to. Well, we have to know somebody that has an interest in this stuff.
I doubt they have an interest that much because you need to buy parts.
Do you not have the parts?
Not everything.
This project's getting out of hand.
Yeah, I think that's the problem.
Yeah,
everything is not there, so then, you know, they stop, and then they gotta order this and order that and blah.
Blah.
And blah. That's what actually stopped it. Someone went blah. Everyone freaked out.
All right, so I'll be at the Hungry Brain next week. I'll be there Monday night hosting the event, and I'll be there on Tuesday night bartending.
Ooh.
I need money desperately.
So wait, why don't we have an event?
I just found out today I'm bartending.
Oh.
Yeah, so no event. It's fine. I mean, you and I should meet, and we should get some stuff done for the podcast anyways. We'll have a nice meeting.
Oh, great.
Here's the thing that you're not going to want to hear. If you're going to be spending a lot of your days watching movies on Netflix, I'm going to ask you to help me curate this film series in DC because I got about 100 public domain films that I need to watch myself. And I think it'd be real fun if you could watch some of those too.
Well, like I did just tell you, I did fall asleep halfway through Dracula.
That's a good litmus test. If you don't like it after 20 minutes, just like, that's fine. Just tell me it sucks after 20 minutes. This is why. Would you help me with that?
Oh, I guess.
You're not doing anything. You could put it on a resume that you're a curator. What is that sound for?
I don't know.
What does that even mean? How do you view curators? So I'm getting bored in Washington, D.C., and I've been shooting rubber bands at my cat, and that's fun. And Kelsey got home yesterday, and... We were watching Max Headroom again, and a frog croaked, is what I should say. There was a frog on the show, and the cat freaked out. So then Kelsey proceeded to put on YouTube videos of cats, which freaked our cat out immensely. And shouldn't that be some sort of, like, animal endangerment thing? Like, that's not right.
I don't know.
It's just very...
My cat doesn't do anything.
Your cat hates you.
I always try to play cat videos and, like, bird sounds. Nothing.
That sounds insane. You know that, right?
I'm like, come on, cat.
I downloaded this app yesterday, too, of animal sounds, but it's not working. And it's really bothering me. That's a 21st century first world problem.
Him out?
No, I'm trying to freak the cat out as well. I got to get out there, man. This is not going.
Yeah, why don't you just go outside?
It's been raining for 24 hours.
Didn't you have an umbrella?
Yeah, I don't want to go out. I've been doing laundry all day and doing direction work. It's fine. It's just, I don't know what to do. I'm at this weird, like, I'm not single. I don't have any friends here. Like, I don't want to really make friends, like, during the day, because those are just other people that have nothing to do. So it's like...
That is true.
What the fuck? I'm just trying to focus as much as possible on the job I do have and you, me, them, everybody and stuff like that. But at a certain point, it's like, if I drink, this is really bad. So I'm not drinking at all. And I don't know. I'm freaking out, kind of. I think this is why people are religious. I realize that after many a year.
Wait, I don't get it.
Well, I feel like if this was my day-to-day life and there was no end to it, you know, like there wasn't anything coming up, I don't know why I'd wake up, you know? I'm not alone. I kind of have a job. I'm doing what I like with this stuff. So I understand why people wake up if you have that stuff. But if you don't have that stuff... I wouldn't understand waking up unless there's religion. Does that make sense?
I guess.
I'm getting real dark real early. Sorry.
A lot of people don't do anything, and they're probably not all religious.
Well, then why don't they just kill themselves? That's what I mean.
That would probably help out the world, but... people aren't as thoughtful as you.
Yeah, I'm very thoughtful. I don't know. So that's what I've been thinking of. We don't have a lot of show notes for today. That's obvious. I can't get my app to work. I just want it to play goat noises. It's not working.
You can't get your what to work?
The app on the phone.
Oh, your animal app?
It's called, what is it called? It's called Animal Fun.
So. Animal Fun. That's insane. I hope you didn't have to pay for that.
No, I didn't pay for it.
I don't know.
No, I was too busy watching Leslie Nielsen films to pay for that. Did we talk about Janine Garofalo yet?
No.
I don't think we did. I also had a Netflix morning. I've been using the phone to watch a lot of Netflix stuff just around the household, like I'm doing dishes and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I watched the David Cross special, and I watched the Janine Garofalo special. Janine Garofalo special is fucking hilarious. It's from front to back. There's not one shitty bit in it, and totally underrated, under the radar. David Cross's didn't enjoy it one bit at all. I don't know what's going on. So, comedy
nerds out
there. I don't
like Sarah Silverman's.
Her special, Jesus is Magic?
Yeah, I got bored.
That's a shit film. I don't know what is wrong
with
it.
It wasn't very funny.
No, but she's funny.
I was just like,
She's funny. It's just that film. I don't know. Maybe it was the music.
I was waiting for something good, and I was just like,
Yeah, her show was okay.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Oh, dear listener, give me money. For the love of God, please give me money. Ugh. I don't know. Maybe I should start like a fight club.
Ooh.
Like, I wouldn't be in the fight club. I would just run it. Like, I'd be the manager of the fight club. No, I don't. I'm the manager of the fight club. I don't run
it. I don't think that's how that works.
I just want something to do. That's
not. Isn't it everyone who comes to fight club has to fight?
Yeah, but
Or are you going to start your own rules?
I start my own rules. It's my fight club. And I just really want to just a group of. Maybe I should just go to AA because I just like the idea of smoking indoors with coffee.
Can you do that in AA?
I think you might be able to.
I don't think you can.
Well, then why would anybody go to AA?
Because they're mentally sick?
Ah, whatever. I just want to smoke indoors. Where can I smoke? I know I could smoke
indoors. I just love that. Why would you go to AA?
That's the whole point. It's like you go to church because they get the donut fries on the weekends, right?
What?
Catholic churches, they have like the, where they make donuts.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, huh? What? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's every week, but they occasionally.
They've been missing out?
They make donuts, man. Yeah, they do deep fried donuts and shit.
I've been missing out on donuts?
Yeah, that's why I thought people were Catholic.
At church? That's why people go to church?
Yeah. You just smoke indoors and donuts. That's the whole point of churches.
That's all the church is. You just see people, just thousands of people in the church crammed in there.
Yeah.
Eating donuts, smoking.
No. You got to sit through. It's kind of like a timeshare thing where you got to sit through the pitch. And then at the end of it, you get to go to the basement and enjoy the donuts and the smoking and the coffee. God, okay. That's what I want to do. I want to get some fucking coffee and cigarettes and donuts here.
Why don't you? Ooh, you should make some.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to go get some. I'm an adult. I don't know. I'm being weird.
I think it's actually, you'd be more of an adult if you made them.
I'm jealous of you tonight. You get to go to the Pizza Film Fest.
I know. And did you hear about that new comedy thing?
What are you talking about?
That Junior's hosting.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to go to that?
I don't know. It's far away.
Here's what it is, dear listener. It's actually on the Huffington Post today.
Yeah, the HuffPo.
Link to HuffPo Junior. Junior Stopka has decided to start an open mic at 2:30 in the morning. So that's going to be amazing. No joke.
What time do they?
It's a 4 a.m. bar.
Close.
Are you eating?
No.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What is it? Why does it sound like you're eating then?
I'm not.
What are you drinking water?
Yes.
What are you doing? Why does it sound like a spoon? Are you fucking
doing anything?
Are you eating during the fucking show?
No.
What are you doing then?
Nothing.
Why is there a spoon and a glass?
Because I'm very messy and there's spoons and glasses up here.
Are you doing a magic trick?
Yeah, I was making soup disappear.
Oh, Jesus, come on. Why do you have to eat during the fucking show?
It was getting cold.
Why didn't you just say, hey, I got to eat this soup, then we'll record?
Because I thought I could leave it. But I couldn't. It's your soup, by the way.
Really? You're eating the shit that I gave you. I gifted to you. What kind of soup is it?
Well, yeah, and I'm eating it.
What kind of soup is it?
It's clam chowder.
See, today is not a fucking yoga day, because you can't eat clam chowder on a yoga day.
Although it's that healthy choice, clam chowder.
Of course so. It's healthy choice. I like the healthiest of choices.
It needs salt.
What's up? It needs salt?
It needs salt.
Salt is salt.
What?
It's Elmer's glue and salt. That's all clam chowder is.
Not the healthy choice.
It's very healthy. It's sweet and low. It's
supposed to be good for you or some crap.
You know you scream too much when the animals you live with don't get scared anymore. It's a bad
Really? Story. Mine gets spooked whenever she hears any sort of noise.
It's racist.
What?
I'm not saying those
Your
words.
Your cat? My cat?
Oh, never mind.
Who's
Nothing.
Good Lord.
So are you going to go to this open mic on Tuesday?
I don't know. Tonight?
Tonight's the night.
Well, Wednesday, technically.
Yeah, that's true. I might try to go next week after my shift at the Brain.
Well, it is. I mean,
it's down the street at the
Continental. You can go.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of like where I would stay that night. I used to live down the street. I kind of want to go. If you're in Chicago...
I kind of want to go, but it's far.
Yeah, you shouldn't go.
It's far. It's out of the way.
Also,
it's
you're...
way out of the way. Maybe I'll go with you if you go next week.
Yeah, I don't think you do drugs, enough drugs to make it worth it. You're not a comic, so what's the point? You know what I mean?
Because it's funny to watch them yell at each other.
Have you been to any open mics?
No, I don't think so.
You've never... Oh, man, Kelsey and I were at the worst open mic I've ever been to last week in D.C. Not one funny comic in the absolute worst setting you could do it. Oh, man, it was hilarious. Like,
I think that's why I don't go.
In Chicago, they're pretty good. Like,
I don't want to be disappointed.
Cole's on Wednesday night is really fun. When Fritz used to run the Shubas open mic, that was good on Sundays. You went to that one with me, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Yeah, that was a good one. No, the ones in Chicago compared to D.C. are fucking amazing, but they're still really bad. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's a fun experience. If it's a decent bar staff and the host is good, I don't care what the talent is like. You only have to sit through 3 minutes of bad before there's like a minute and a half of laughter. Does that make sense?
Mm. You're so you have not. To kind of suffer for a minute?
Kind of. Like, here... Cole's is great. It's the best one in the city because it usually goes from like 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. So it's a long open mic. They have two hosts. So they have Adam and they have Cameron. And if you get sick of Adam Burke or sick of Cameron Esposito, the other one's going to come up sooner or later. They're very good hosts. They're able to comment on what they just saw. They just don't do bits the entire time. They try out new material. If stuff bombs, they'll recognize it. They're very nice to the crowd. The beer is $2, which is very important in an open mic. The room is big enough, so if you want to talk, you can still talk in that room in the back. And then there's a curtain between that and the main bar, so it's kind of isolated. It's definitely my favorite open mic. So those are all the reasons why. The one I was at on last week was on the second floor of a bar that has three levels, a basement, a main floor, and a third floor, or second floor. The second floor didn't have the same drink specials as the first floor. The open mic wasn't advertised at the place, only online. So the room was absolutely packed and blasting top 40 music until about 9:15. The open mic was supposed to start at 8:30. It started at 9:30. The crowd wasn't quiet until about 11, and the show ended at 11:30.
Does that make God.
Sense? It was, and every single comic, I couldn't see this. I don't feel bad saying this. They weren't good because you couldn't hear them because so many people were talking, and also the comics didn't know how to control a crowd.
That's an open mic, I guess.
That's not an
They're
open
learning.
Mic. That's not the typical open mic at all. Like that. That's the like Mad Max version of an open mic where just there's no fucking rules. No one's paying attention. I don't understand a bar that would ever even have an open mic if you're that successful, but whatever.
Maybe it's like in a contract somewhere and now they can't get out of it.
That doesn't. Yep. Nope. And another thing that's a really bad idea, and I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but I don't like seeing comics that have a wireless mic.
I've never seen a wireless mic.
It's not used often in Chicago. But this place, they used a wireless microphone. People kept fucking with this switch on accident. People kept blocking this end of the mic, which is essentially the like when you have a remote control, the laser, you know, like the zapping part. The output, they were blocking the output, so they'd cut in and out. It was just a bad idea. And it gives people the ability to roam way too much. Like, there's a reason, like, Dane Cook's stuff isn't funny. That's one of the reasons. It was bad, bad night. So that's what's going on in D.C.
So there was nothing? Not even one okay guy?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I saw one guy that I think was good. I didn't get his name because I didn't hear it. I didn't hear any of the punchlines. He just had really good delivery and presence. But he was like understated British dude. Like, kind of a soft speaker, and he was a storyteller, which are two things I like. But I couldn't hear him after 20 seconds, and his story was 5 fucking minutes long. So, no, I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe you could do a search of comedians, Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I did.
British?
I got a giant database of 120 comics here. That's not the point. The point is this. I go up to the guy afterwards and go, hey, man, do you have anything online I could watch? He goes, no. At that point, I realize I don't need your name. You should have something online if you want to do this for a career. Like, come on, man. Just
yeah.
There's no excuse. I'm not going
to. What if he just started yesterday?
That's fine, but he wasn't. He was brought up first because he's a vet to the scene here.
Oh.
Yeah, and they're like, he's around town all the time. You can see him, blah, blah, blah. Like, not just open mic shit, you know?
Really? And he doesn't have a website?
You don't need to have a website. You need to have one clip on YouTube linked to a Facebook page with your email. That's all you need. You don't have to spend a dime. Your fucking iPhone could record it. Your friend's phone could record it. Your 2-year-old digital camera could record it. There's no excuse.
Couldn't do a GeoCities website?
Should have a GeoCities site with a mouse.
Something.
I don't know. I'm getting real negative. Cheer me up, Merle. Come on. How's that soup treating you? Did that rant let you eat some soup?
No. Uh-huh. I stopped eating it because you yelled at me.
No.
As you should have.
No one can enjoy their soup.
Rightly so.
No one can enjoy soup during this show. That's our motto. Are you eating soup now?
No.
Hey.
Stopped. I told you.
All right, all right.
You made me feel bad about it.
I made you feel bad about it. I made you feel. We're going to just start shows when I start meals from now on. And all I eat is soup. It's going to be real
well,
disgusting.
If it's a broth, you could do it.
Just slurping the entire fucking time.
Well, you don't have to slurp it.
I have to slurp it. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. I don't know. Come on, buddy.
Marilyn Manson has a new girlfriend.
Who is it?
I don't know. Some chick with black hair. Surprise, surprise.
Well, Rachel Evan Wood had blonde hair. Evan Rachel Wood.
And she's pale as shit.
Well, who's his girlfriend? What's
surprise,
her name?
Surprise, surprise.
What are we doing?
They don't say it's a mystery lady.
It's a mystery.
He's so ugly. I don't get it. Ugh.
I don't care. I like him.
I don't care how rich he is. Ugh.
Yeah, you would. You'd bang him.
No, I would.
I'd bang Marilyn Manson.
You'd bang Marilyn Manson?
That's just
because it's... Are you expecting something out of it?
I just wanted something to do. I don't know. Kind of, yeah. I'd be expecting money out
Wait,
of it.
Wait, did you just say you want something to do?
I just want something to do.
So if tomorrow if Marilyn Manson shows up, he's like
you want to bang? I was like, well, if yeah. he's got full costume on, yes.
You'd be all into it.
Yeah. I'm into I'm into just violent fucking with pseudo 90 stars. That's my new thing.
The guy that played Shooter McGavin.
The guy that played Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore. I just want to angrily fuck him. Who else? Who else is on my
list?
My it list. Well, of course, Leslie Nielsen is high on the list. He's going to do Dracula Dead and Loving It lines throughout our time together.
Good Lord, man.
It'll be the audio commentary for the 15th anniversary. No, it's got like 20 years, the 20th anniversary of that on DVD coming up. We're going to do that for that.
Of Dracula Dead and Loving It?
Once it's the Criterion Collection of Dracula Dead and Loving It, it'll be violent Leslie Nielsen sex. That's it. That's the entire movie. Poster's the exact same. You don't even get to see the movie. That's it. My mom's friend owned that on DVD, like when DVD players were like brand new, and you couldn't. There was only like 300 titles. Like he had Dracula Dead and Loving It, and that was
a good movie.
That was the moment I realized, like, this man is a fucking idiot. He will buy anything, and he did. And I still consider him an idiot. So,
it's a good movie.
He's rich, and he has a Dracula Dead and Loving It DVD. What does that say about me? What does that say about me?
But you need to go get Dracula Dead and Loving It on DVD.
Where are you, Blockbuster, now?
Do you have Blockbuster there?
I don't think anyone's going to have Blockbuster anywhere. I haven't seen one around here.
You have one like around the corner.
You know, I live like near, really close to a Best Buy, but I bet you there's not one store in Washington, D.C. that is currently selling Dracula Dead and Loving It on DVD to buy.
Because it might not be... Well, no, you did... say that he had one.
He had one. Yeah, it's on DVD, but this is literally like 97.
Yeah, but
like,
let's see.
When they were brand new. Like, The Matrix is the one DVD, like, when that's when everybody got a DVD player is when The Matrix came out in DVD, and that then it became the norm. That was like the year it switched over from VCR to DVD. So, are you currently looking for Dracula Dead and Loving It?
I am. I'm going to see if I can find it at my local Best Buy.
I don't think you can. I think that's all special order.
That would be bad. Because that is a good movie.
I don't think it's a good movie, number one.
And I think it's hilarious.
Why is it so funny to you? Because when they stab the coffin, it bleeds forever?
Oh, yeah. And then he's like in the right place.
Yeah, that's
that's funny.
That's just from Evil Dead.
So?
They just stole that from Evil Dead, too.
Just because, see, aren't most jokes
it's
from
a
other
sight,
people
that's
anyway?
It's a sight so, gag.
So what? Stop knocking Dracula Dead and Loving It. Leave it alone.
If there's one thing that's going to tear us apart, that's going to tear this show apart.
Don't talk to John about this. He loves Leslie Nielsen. One of his favorite movies is Airplane.
Well, that's different.
Let's see. They have Dracula Dead and Loving It widescreen.
They have that at Best Buy?
Let's
or Blockbuster?
See. Oh, it's not available for store pickup.
Ha ha ha.
But you should use our warehouse in one business day.
Look in. Which are
it's
you
only
on?
$9.99.
You in Blockbuster or Best Buy?
Best Buy.
Go to Best Buy, put in 20009 for zip code and see what shows up for Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, no, it doesn't. Like, it's not.
Oh,
available.
You can't just do a giant search? Like that?
I don't.
Hey, Best Buy. You're not.
No, because I don't think anyone has it. Because usually it'll say available in stores. Check the zip code.
So not one Best Buy in this great country of ours is currently stocking Dracula
Dead
and Loving
It. Try it. What is it? 2009?
20009. Yeah, they're going to have a run on Dracula Dead and Loving It DVDs tomorrow.
There are not any stars within a 50-mile radius.
Yes! The entire eastern seaboard is Dracula Dead and Loving It less. Well, I feel better about that. That gives me faith in humanity that no one could purchase Dracula Dead and Loving It tonight.
Man.
It's going to be a spike in downloads for Dracula.
Why do they just keep it all to themselves in that warehouse?
I don't think it's one warehouse.
Well, all the warehouses.
They had to burn all the copies. It's too good to last. It's like the McRib of movies.
Oh, so it only comes out. Everyone's
whenever alive. The meat is cheap enough to produce.
Gross.
Let's see if Dracula Dead.
I've never had one. Have you?
Yeah.
What is like what?
Dracula Dead and Loving It is not for instant streaming on Netflix, but it is 15 years old. I saw this movie in the fucking theater.
I can't believe. See, I didn't see that.
I hated it. It was for some guy's birthday party too. We were, I think, in fifth grade or sixth grade.
I did that, but it was for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, I believe.
TMNT2. Or TMNT.
Two or three. I forget which one's the one where they go back in time.
I have no idea.
Well, the one where they go back in time.
Okay.
And they go to like Chinese, ancient China. And they're dressed up in little China outfits.
Little China outfits.
Because they're turtles.
I get it.
They're big
because
turtles.
They're turtles. Ugh. All right. So that was a show, everybody.
Wow. Oh, you can get Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle costumes.
That's cool. Oh, did I ever tell you about my Nintendo porn idea?
Nintendo porn?
Yeah.
I'm sure it already exists.
No. But it's going to be like an art thing for bars. I'm going to do like 5x8 foot size portraits of like hardcore Nintendo bondage. So you can't see faces. Just somebody's always got a mask on. So like one will be Donkey Kong and one will be like Mario or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all the toys and stuff are like instead of a dildo, it's the gun.
Oh.
And like if someone's going to get strapped up, they're going to get strapped up with like the controller cord. And if for fisting they'll use the power glove. Shit like
that.
I bet you
Think Geek would love all that stuff.
I know, I've been trying to get a photographer and some people to do it. Here's the thing, people. You don't have to show your face to do this.
Do you even know anyone who would want to do that?
Not 5 years ago, yes. I know people, but not anymore. And also, like, I'm pretty sure I can get a photographer. That's not the problem. And obviously, the props.
You used to know dirty people?
Oh, my God. When I was doing the shows and I was DJing all the time. Are you kidding me? I can guarantee you tonight, if I flew into Chicago and went to the Continental to go to the 2:30 a.m. open mic, I could get a fucking cast of 10 to do it. That's not the problem isn't the people. The problem is
half
the schedule.
Half of them would be comics, and they're all, like, out of shape.
Yeah.
Ew, no one wants to look at that.
Actually, the comics aren't, like, out of shape fat. They're, like, out of shape malnourished.
Well, either way, it's kind of blech.
Exactly. Kind of
again,
blech.
Again, there's that theme running through the whole
thing. So, yeah, dear listener, what did we learn today? If you want to work on a Beetle, a Volkswagen Beetle, contact us if you could get to Joliet. I'm looking for a cast, must be 18 or older, to do my Nintendo porn idea. We'll figure out a way to split profits. And Bram Stoker's Dracula chest plate looks like Twizzlers. So that was a good show.
And Dracula Dead and Loving It. You cannot go out and buy right now.
Fuck you, fans of Dracula Dead and Loving It.
You cannot find it right
at
this very moment.
Have fun at the Pizza Film Fest tonight.
Oh, I will.
We'll do a show and we'll talk about that. And that's it. Have a wonderful... Oh, God, it sounds so not enthused. We're trying to win on the New City Best of Local podcast. I don't know why.
I know, and we do this.
We do this. We just complain and complain. Go click the link. We're answer number 4, Best Local Podcast. You meet them, everybody. You don't.
But you have to answer at least 10.
Is that the rule? I thought it was like only one.
No, you have to answer at least 10 for your votes to count.
Okay, thank you. I'm not changing the promo either. I don't care.
I had to read.
But you don't have to answer every question, just a few. So
just 10.
Yeah, and put your email so they know you're not a robot. The end. Please vote. Blah, blah, blah. Have a good night, everyone.